Welcome to the Resilience Unlimited Show, your go-to podcast for empowerment and growth. I'm Coach Dr. Lauren, founder of Resilience Unlimited, inviting you to join our transformative journey each week. This space is specially crafted for high-achieving women, specifically women of color, where we can feel seen, heard, and part of a thriving community. This podcast is your compass for emotional regulation, understanding your purpose, and living unapologetically authentic. Ready to invest in yourself? This is a solo episode, and I'm excited because I haven't done these in quite some time. And I felt moved to record this because yesterday I went grocery shopping and I just had this like revelation, metaphor of life, if you will. And those of you who shop at Costco might have an understanding of what I'm talking about. So it doesn't matter what time of the day you go to Costco, it's always packed. You can go a half hour before they open and somehow the parking lot is like packed with cars just waiting to get in like it's a freaking concert. You can get there at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon and it seems like nobody's working and everybody is out at Costco shopping. You could probably go at night, which I tend to not. It probably would look the same. I'm pretty sure Costco is like a multi-billion dollar company, but that's not the point of what I want to talk about. I went in with a list, a very specific list, and I tend to, well, I used to veer off of my list, and I found that that did not serve me because I would all of a sudden buy things that I really didn't need, and it just was unnecessary. It's a little gluttonous, if you will. But I went in with a very specific list. I know where things are. I know where to go. And what I found to be extremely frustrating was people were in my fucking way. I mean, the level of inconsideration of people at Costco parking their carts in the middle of the aisle and looking somewhere that's like 20 feet away from their cart, having no idea that maybe somebody needs to get by because the carts are huge at Costco. So the amount of people I was dodging and moving, and honestly, I had a workout. I was sweating by the time I got to self-checkout. It was very, very overstimulating for me. But I will say, I'm very proud of myself. I go grocery shopping for the family on Wednesdays, and I go to Trader Joe's and I go to Costco because it's all in that same area where I live. I left my house at 2 p.m. I got to Trader Joe's. I went to Costco and I got back home at 3 o'clock. I did all of that in an hour because I loathe grocery shopping. Now, I'm grateful for the food. I'm grateful I can buy the food. It's a little bit expensive at this point in our lives with inflation, but I just really don't like going grocery shopping. And I've realized it's because I get overwhelmed. But back to my point. So I'm pushing my cart and trying to get out of the way. And it dawned on me. These people don't know what the fuck they want. They don't know where the hell they're going. They are aimlessly looking at the beef that's on sale this week. They're looking at the $4.99 rotisserie chicken. Oh, I see a charcuterie plate over here. You know what? I think I might need some juice. Let me go grab some toilet paper. Oh, I need some bully sticks for my dog. I mean, it's insane. And to me, that tells me that most people navigate through life aimlessly. They don't know where they're going. They don't know, you know, how they're going to get there. They don't have an end goal. Now, I know that everybody doesn't think of an end goal and work backwards. I understand that. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably into self-growth and introspection, and you really want to understand your purpose. That's why you're here. So I'm not talking to the people who, like, you know, aimlessly live their lives. And, you know, I'm not saying if kudos to you, if you want to spend $500 at Costco because you don't know what the fuck you're getting, like, that's all on you. But for me, I want to get what I want on my list and get the hell out of Dodge. So I think of that as a way to surround yourself with people in life. So do you surround yourself with people who don't really seem to have a purpose? Now there's a difference between going with the flow and just not knowing what the hell is going on. You know, I think that like I'm very type A, I'm very structured, I'm very, you know, I have to have an end goal. Clients that work with me know they get fast action, they get results because I'm all about, I'm a results oriented coach. Like I like to know what's the goal, how do we work there, how do we get the momentum, how do we activate this, and how do we basically find a solution and get you the tools for you can, so you can be able to hold yourself accountable. And so I just think about it and I'm like, I realize the majority of people just wake up and don't really have a purpose. And I think the first place to start, if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, bitch, you're talking about me, so what the hell do I do? I think the first place to start with is understanding how you're feeling at that place in your life. Most of us don't even check in with our emotions. Most of us don't even know how we're feeling. Most of us just really don't have a sense of what's going on around us. And I think when we aren't aware of our environment, then we're not aware of what's going on inside. And so if we can name our emotions and then explore our emotions, so let's be an emotion scientist. You're viewing it as it just is. It's not bad. It's not good. It just is. So if you can really get a sense and a pulse on your emotions, that's a great place to start. Then you can really stop and say, okay, well, what is it that I'm doing every day? How am I using my time? Am I productive? Am I actually doing the things that bring me joy? Okay, so I have a sick child in the other room, so I had to go, you know, do my thing. But the point I'm trying to make is, if you can name your emotions, if you can look at how you're productively or not productively spending your time, you might be able to really get quiet and figure out, like, what is it that I want to do? Where is it that I'm trying to go? Now, it's all about the journey, okay? If you can say, okay, I want to build a business. I want to be the best fulfilled person in the time that I'm here on this earth. Whatever your goal is, it doesn't matter. But if you understand the goal, then you can start crafting how you get there. So you're not going to be leaving your cart in the middle of the aisle looking for water that's two, maybe three aisles down because you have no idea where it is. You're going to walk in with a purpose in Costco. You're going to know that you're going to get those $9.99 muffins and get another second pack for free because you know that that is what's on your list. You know that the scallops are going to cost $36.99 before you go pick them up. So I know this sounds funny. I'm talking about Costco, but I'm telling you, when I was in Costco yesterday, I was like, wow, this is truly a metaphor for life. And I have found in my life, in the course of my life of different seasons, when I set a goal, I work backwards and I typically, I want to say 99% of the time, achieve it. And because of my Clifton strengths, I have my own mentor and coach, and we've really delve deep into my Clifton strengths. And because of my top five, I'm able to really build authentic relationships because that's important to me. But I'm also able to activate and get that going and have that momentum and then problem solve. How do we get this problem fixed? And I'm not saying you're a problem. I'm just saying, how do we solve this problem? So I just wanted to share this. I wanted to see if it resonates with you. If it does, please put comments if you're watching this on YouTube. And if you're interested in working with me as a client, I'm really interested in getting to know you. I absolutely individualize my work per client. And I know that sounds like if you don't know me, you're like, yeah, okay, whatever. No, I really do because I take the work of working with humans extremely serious. And a lot of that has to do with my own story. And when I work with families that have children who are struggling in schools, you know, don't understand the special education system, you know, their child struggles to read, I really roll my sleeves up. I nurture the family. I provide the intervention, but it's a holistic educational therapy approach. And we work at it and we move forward towards that goal. And I love the work that I do with literacy, but my coaching work is with women of color, more specifically Black women of color, who are in a stage in their lives where they're like, you know what? I want more. I know there's more. I want more. I don't know how to get there. I know I'm just built for more. And it's that question of like more, but you don't know what that more is. and perhaps you're a mother and you're overwhelmed and you just know that this is not the move for you at this stage in your life, but it is at that stage in your life, but you want to make sure that when that season is over, you can progress. And so I work with clients in that realm to really say, what is important to you? What's your purpose? Well, we find out your purpose, but I mean, what's important to you and how do we really uncover who you are individually to know how to get where you need to be? So a lot of it for me is energy. A lot of it for me is listening. A lot of it for me is taking my personal experiences and then using my expertise and then just tools to figure out how do we push forward. So if you're interested in working with me, I'd love for you to hop on a discovery call. I have two different links. One is for my educational therapy. So if you have no idea what the fuck that is, you probably don't need it. Or maybe you do need it. And I actually have a PDF that I will link where it tells you the differences between a therapist and an educational therapist. Okay, because that's important to know. I'm not a counselor, therapist. No, educational therapy is different from therapy. And then I also have a difference between a PDF about, educational therapist and a tutor. That's what that PDF is. The other one is therapists and neuroholistic life coaches. And that really breaks down the differences between the two. So be sure to click the right link. And if you click the wrong one, I still want to meet you. Maybe I can help you in any sort of way. So, this was fun. I liked getting back on and kind of just talking, and whatever came to my mind came to my mind. So I'll see you all next week.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Resilience Unlimited show. Be sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe on our YouTube channel and follow us on social media. See you next week, divas. And don't forget, stay resilient.